This is your Grim Daddy.
Stop it. Yo. Yo, 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 yo. What okay. up, man?
Did you get it all out?
Yeah.
All the yo's that was available.
This is in the booth.
You don't know where you are?
Ramona Jones. Thank you for joining In the Booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You put your spit on my hand.
Sorry.
Gross.
What's worse? About me?
What's worse, Mona?
Shut up.
What's worse?
Let it go. Forgive. Let it go.
What's worse?
Shut up.
Yeah. So.
Man, come like, on.
I'm in the moon. I come in another moon.
I said something.
Shit,
I did my whole Easter speech. It's your turn.
You did the ECTA?
I sure did.
Yeah, it used to be still.
Y'all ignore
cookies.
Me like y'all do. So yeah, no. I did it already.
You ain't do your
but your mind bad, but
no, I'm waiting on you.
You forgot what show
not
you
the
on.
Thing had faded out. I'm waiting on you.
I ain't even know. All right, well.
Oh my God. What's happening right now?
I don't know.
I was eating cookies. But if you like
exactly.
if you would like to sponsor, advertise the show, make sure you go to inthebooth@gmail.com. And today we're going to be responding from an email that went to inthebooth@gmail.com.
It is Relationship Friday.
Yay.
It's Relationship Friday. Mm-hmm. Get that thing over there for me with that. Thing right though.
Turn
yeah, the thing on the thing.
The yeah. TV.
But turn on the thing with the thing.
Get the thing on the thing, boy. My mom used to do
turn
that.
Turn on the thing with the thing, boy.
Put the thing, but, and then you know what she's talking about, but you'd be like, what?
Put the thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Then I get a shoe thrown at me or something.
Yep. That's about right. Mm.
My grandma used to throw glass. I used to look at them like, ooh, boy.
Glass?
Yeah. My grandma was in a wheelchair at one point, and whatever was close, so you better get gone. And we had one of them long hallways, you know, where either way you can see the hall. She be like, shoo. And they be like, bing. I'm like, oh, great, you got another one.
Your head got hit. Boom.
I didn't get hit.
Get hit by glass.
No, I didn't get hit. I was the baby. My mama was the baby, and I was the baby, so I was super spoiled. So I didn't get in trouble.
You definitely for a double portion of some.
You are definitely spoiled. I would see that, yes.
Okay, moving on.
Yep.
All right, what are we talking about? Relationship Friday.
This came from online, so this came from you guys.
Yeah, this came from inthebooth@gmail.com.
Yes, Kaiser emailed himself, yes.
This is anonymous question.
That's why it's anonymous.
Yeah. Can y'all emailed. Please let this man read?
Kaiser anonymous,
Yeah. Good morning. I watched In the Booth daily. I can't ask. The question at my church because first everyone.
I'm laughing at what you're about to say. I'm sorry.
Don't read ahead.
Man.
Sorry.
Yeah, Lee, I got to start over. Good morning, people. I watch In the Booth daily. I can't ask this question at my church because first, everyone is AARP recipients. And second, most of them are super saints and won't give an honest kingdom answer. And third most are my aunts and uncles.
Jesus,
so no.
Took out a whole family.
This is the three categories of the church: AARP recipients, super saints, and aunties and uncles.
And related, right? I cannot.
All right.
What church is this?
All right, keep going.
Most churches.
Our church.
Yeah, most churches. Yeah.
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 That's what it is.
Yeah.
A family church that's been around for generations.
Okay. So with that being said, here's the question: in a relationship, when do you have that conversation to see if you are sexually compatible before marriage and it not lead to lust or awkwardness? Or do you just wait for the wedding night and be like, surprise?
I'm so done.
So she want to know, can you try sex before marriage?
No, it's just a conversation like to see if you compatible sexually.
You're supposed to be virgins, but if you know, Mona was a virgin. I wasn't. You know, well, marriage, you know, we didn't make it. But anyway, so that, but we never had a conversation either.
I'm just going to let him talk.
You should, sexually compatible, what type of conversation is that? Like,
you like, do you like rough sex? Do you like this? Like, how you, you know?
What?
But if you
do, you do
that joker just went for that one.
No, I'm just saying. You ask what?
You're asking questions.
Yeah. Like you do, you people ask, you ask questions.
I mean,
like, do you like this? Do you like that? You know.
So she's asking.
And like she's trying to ask. Okay, are you gonna make me do something I want to do, or you know this, that, and the third?
No, like, I feel like, you know,
I ain't climbed on the roof
now. I feel like, you know, your attractiveness to somebody though, like,
but still though, what if somebody energy. Wants you to do something?
The
that
only
you don't
reason
do?
You feel like you can ask questions is because you had it before. Well, like, you right, know right. what it feels like, so right. it's like, well,
no, if you, if somebody say,
the last person right.
somebody say,
it's too
you
much
know,
to compare it to.
Lick my, you know,
how
my,
I mean,
my booty
we,
hole,
wait, no,
and you like,
finish,
oh,
uh-huh.
I don't lick booty holes.
Well, we can't get married.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So when do you ask that question? That's what you say. When do you ask this question?
I didn't see booty hole in the email, but you know.
I asked the Lord for a booty
lick. He wrote the email, so he knows what she's talking about.
I asked the Lord for a booty lick.
Okay.
And he sent you.
Hey, you know what?
Y'all. I didn't want to blow up. I want a liquor.
Okay.
Oh,
I want
so
a napkin booty liquor. That's what I want.
How do you know you want that? That's so what look, I'm saying.
Sis, but I'm saying.
Sis, here's my
sorry, their stupidity talking, is high here.
We're talking to somebody.
We're talking to
Kaiser. I assume this is a female. I don't really
yes,
even
female.
Know. It's a female. Okay. In my opinion, if you love each other, you're just having a discussion of your marriage. If you're talking about going into marriage, one, I feel like you should get counseling leading up to the marriage. Get you some counseling, at least prior a couple to. Sessions before you get married. Now, the sexual compatible conversation, I mean, if you guys trust each other enough to start talking about it, then that trust should be felt. You know, cause we can't say when. You just bring it up. You know, y'all could just talk. If y'all are friends enough and close enough to talk, then it shouldn't be awkward.
Right, it's a vibe thing.
Yeah, it's a vibe. Right. Because,
but the more you talk about it, the more you gonna want to do it.
Right.
The well, more you want
to
do it.
So
anyway.
Thing,
but
I would
but
say
if close to marriage.
Yeah, but I would say get as close to marriage day as possible.
Yeah.
Before, even though it's conversation, the conversation can go that way at any given time. But I would say try to let it be as close to that marriage as possible. Because if you
got a weird, like listen,
you got to hold that for a long time.
I want somebody to lick my underarms.
Like,
pre-shave.
And I don't shave.
Oh, God.
Dog, a wet night. She getting ready. Oh,
her,
yeah.
That her face smell that musty. Joke over there like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta get me right first.
Okay. Like,
it turned me on.
Okay.
Hey, that's my bill.
So did you have counseling for that before? I mean, were you able to do that? Because we didn't do that. And so afterwards.
What, yeah, lick his armpit? I didn't do it. He got his armpit in your face. You hit me.
Stop laughing, Cam.
I'm laughing not know I can back, get whoopings. Yeah. Is what I'm trying to figure out.
You egg him on.
Everybody. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
Man, Mona,
I don't
want to
say
everybody.
She's an
think
abuser.
About how much I get beat.
I just noticed that. Mona does whoop.
Can you answer my question?
Think about how much I get beat.
And her reach is impeccable.
Hey,
she got that. You know, you ever seen the come by?
Hey, that's what turns her on. She's like, come here.
Like, can you answer my question, please?
Like, come here.
make
your teeth clap.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm violent. Violence turns me on. Like, let's go.
Are you done?
Get beat up, bro.
I'm asking a general question.
Talking to you. Yeah.
Stop talking to him. Oh. So did you guys do that? Did you talk about it beforehand? Because I've never heard of that before. Like, I didn't know couples talked about that part.
We did.
Okay.
And I've not really knowing, because we was cool up till we started talking about it. That's what I said. wait till you get close. Not,
it was not like, hurry awkward. Up, let's get married.
It's just
now it's intensified.
What you're saying to each other may arouse you. So now you gotta sit there and wait.
Right.
Like, come, boy. Whew.
The wedding's when?
Yeah, when this wedding.
Yeah, but
like, because if they say something, but listen, if they say something and you like it, you're like, oh. But how long to the, that what I'm saying, wait
but
till.
What if they say something
crazy?
You don't like.
You need to run.
Okay, but
so like, yeah. I like to step on feet.
You like the what? I like to step on feet. What, really?
My feet are not available.
So listen, I don't think this is going to work.
All right. Period.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah.
Okay.
I like to step on feet.
Okay.
They're like, or. Now, do y'all suggest kissing and heavy petting?
Listen, I feel kissing. Like you gotta know if they can kiss or something, because that's just weird.
But what if that joker breath smells like.
And you need to know that because if you pass out at the altar.
With you. No. Why his breath can't smell good?
I'm just like, the same reason why y'all was rough sex.
He always goes right. to the extreme.
It's like, bro.
It's like, why? Nobody's breath can smell good.
Right, your breath smells like, smell like magic.
His breath can smell like just wonderful, just euphoric.
But his tongue's short. Talk.
Yeah.
The tongue is short?
Short.
Oh,
it's got a short tongue. That jerk can't
right at all.
Yeah, you try to get in there.
That. Well, you're in your tired, sir. You lost the race.
That jerk got a short tongue. What?
You just in there licking teeth. You got to be in a dental plan.
Okay. This Relationship Friday is going really weird. Really weird.
You married a dental plan. Yo, clean your teeth.
Hey, listen. I say if you can't.
Can you keep your face straight?
This is how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be virgins. Like, nobody really made it. I didn't. Mona didn't either. But
yes,
she
I did.
Was a virgin when she met me. But we didn't make it to me.
Yeah. He keeps trying to.
But the conversation.
You in that race.
We didn't have a conversation, and if you have a conversation, yeah, it's gonna. I say
y'all just went straight to it. Just we ain't gonna talk about it.
We started living together before we started shacking before okay. we even got married. So
yeah, was shacking and unpacking, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were sinning.
It just ran.
And then you know, remember they tried to call
you
us out
sinning.
For sinning.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, we married. At one meeting, somebody was trying to call us out, and the Granted. Lord said, y'all need to stop shacking and get married. I was like, we are married.
Who yeah. said that?
Oh, yeah.
Granted, we were married for 2 days before that conversation, but still.
I don't
want
to say, but
y'all married for 2 days.
One of the meetings.
We'll talk about it later. You can go on mute.
Nah, he wanted to mute. Nah, we was in a meeting.
He looking for
you
the
was
mute
in the
button.
Meeting, and somebody tried to call us out about.
Yes,
living out of wedlock.
Long. Yes, you were there.
Yeah, never mind, bro.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Anyway, we was in the meeting, and
he's pondering.
But we got
this
married.
Is it.
Don't say
at
it.
At a church?
No, it was at a house. Somebody's house.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, you talking about?
Yeah,
like no, right, yeah. like when the transition happened.
Yes,
we got married in between that.
Y'all need to stop talking. This sound weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they just read your lip. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't.
So who said that?
Lil Daryl.
The
person that person was married to.
Yeah, the person that person.
Oh, Charlene.
Was
oh, her.
Yeah, Charlene.
Yeah.
Right. Not that it was her or him specifically.
I'm saying, why did she say it?
I don't know why.
Bro,
I'm just trying to.
Can we move
okay,
on?
Yeah, okay, I'm trying to get back in. Okay, go ahead.
Charlene,
anyway,
you,
but when you
Charlene, you messy.
Why would she say that?
Messy, Charlene. You messy.
Okay, so what? Am I wrong for asking that?
No,
like,
yeah.
Why would she say that? Like,
you said you don't even know.
But we my wife and I didn't make it to marriage, and so we started living together. She was a virgin before we started living together. We just didn't make it out of that situation, and so. Having a conversation about it will fuel other feelings or whatever. So should you just wait till marriage and be surprised? If you're not having sex and if that person is a virgin and you're a virgin, I say wait.
And that's the way God designed in the first place.
I would say at least wait till you engage.
Yeah.
Like
because surprise, what is the surprise? If you there is no surprise if there's nothing to compare.
Oh yeah, now if you're two versions, no surprise because yeah. neither one of y'all know.
Or if somebody's missing some instruments, then yeah, that's a surprise.
God damn.
I'm sorry, can I hear what these instruments are?
That's the only surprise it could be.
Yeah, or you married somebody that you thought was this.
Right, that's the only surprises that are happening. What are you playing? What instrument is that?
That joke, but yeah, that now maybe that should be discussed.
What?
What were you born as?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I mean,
that's a real.
You even have to have
yeah,
that's
a real thing.
On. Yeah, that's early.
That's
on.
Probably the first date.
Yeah, you don't want to fall in love with.
What's your birth certificate? Yeah,
right.
We bring it down the first date.
Dang, not the birth certificate.
Because if you get married and then find out that day. Yeah.
Oh, he said you could change your gender on your birth certificate now.
Who?
Yeah,
can't change them baby pictures. Give me the baby pictures.
Then you got to trust that those are real pictures.
Then
like that's you.
I mean, it's what
that's
it is.
That's crazy, man.
What are you? What
I'm so glad I'm married.
Mom was changing your diaper.
When you get, I mean,
that's not fair.
If a person loves you enough, they'll reveal everything to you, and it's about love and trust. And so, once things are revealed, there shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, there should.
You're gonna find out when you can't have a baby. Like I mean, like it's just.
Or, no, you're gonna find out
way before
like
that.
Yeah, I'm saying, but there's no way to hide
because you're a little mangled, you know. Like,
no, I'm saying if and if that they do that process, they finish
you
the
got
process.
Botched.
Yeah. If they finish the process and everything,
stop laughing. Sit up.
Like, if they finish it, you still if you can't have kids. Like, it's eventually there's no way to hide that.
Can you breathe?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, that ain't no way. Ain't no way to hide that.
Jugger got straight up botched, but. Yeah.
But I would, what you I would say.
For? Mangled.
But yeah, I would definitely say wait as long as you can. At minimum,
that's all you got.
At minimum. Mug came out like a horn, but.
What is that?
Oh
my God! Stop.
Nowadays, you gotta ask. You do have to ask questions.
Invasive questions.
Will you be tempted? I mean, you should have conversations when you get closer to marriage.
Yeah, but the conversation is will be.
But it is arousal. A trigger. You will
be aroused.
And it depends on how the conversation go.
Do you suggest whoever you doing your marriage counseling, not just the two of y'all talking about it, because then that takes you somewhere else.
Yeah, don't be discussing it in the couch, in the bedroom,
with candles lit. Right. That's the wrong time to do it.
But I'm saying, that if the conversation...
Go to the movies where you got to whisper.
If the conversation go right.
Yeah.
But if the conversation go wrong, then is the relationship over?
Yeah, you're blocked.
Like, if...
What's wrong?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's the surprise?
Let's start with armpit licking. I can start you there.
If he'd be like, lip, man. I just love it when you lick my arm.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Then you'd be like, all right.
Hold
man,
that
my
thought.
Mama just called me.
Hold that thought.
My mama just called me. I'm gone. Like, so it could go wrong having that conversation. It could go wrong.
But it's better it go wrong before the marriage and not during. You find this out. That's crazy.
So that joker just had a hiccup when he like, yeah, man, I need to let you know I had a hiccup when I had sex. Like,
bruh.
No, nobody get none. Okay?
Bruh, you do the most extreme. Why do you come up
I'm
with
just
this
saying,
stuff?
Because something wrong with
some
them.
People just,
something is wrong.
Some people just.
That's just so extreme. Who has hiccups only when they have sex?
I'm just saying. Some people probably.
Right. Oh, baby, ready.
Like, girl, he turned on now.
You gotta go.
What's my name?
Stop. Stop.
Then he can't even get it out.
Okay, can we please? Somebody.
I don't even know what's happening. I just know I required a bell.
Okay.
Girl, you gotta. Love you, girl. Love you, girl.
Thank you.
How you
so
come
bad.
Up with that? How does a hiccup trigger from on a route?
Listen, man.
I want to ask you to marry me.
Girl, I'm finna tell you, girl.
It sound like you crying. I'm gonna tell
you. Like your mama whooped you.
I'm gonna tell you.
Right.
Girl, I'm gonna tell you about, girl. Like, just, hey.
I mean, it's how you know. And then, you know, you virgin, you might think hiccups is normal. So she might be doing it with you.
Man, no. Okay.
Well, then y'all are compatible. How about that? That's what she was asking for.
Hiccup. Like, the whole thing.
I think she's more along the lines of just with not the extreme.
Marry him.
This whole conversation is so weird. Huh?
But the question is not weird, but y'all took it there. It's a valid question, but it's going to take, it's going to open.
But it is some weird people, and she probably want to know certain weird things at the beginning. You know? Let's go real serious. What if she's been raped? What if he's been molested? Certain things are trigger things.
Now that's valid. Yeah.
And then you're talking about a person that feels a certain way when they have sex. Like they feel violated or they feel, you know, they go back to that moment. So you kind of have to.
So it's like that whatever conversation you have, it's just how it's
That's what out. I say. Like he's talking about arousal if it goes well. But that conversation can go bad.
Can reveal things.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you know, like what's sexually compatible?
Put your thumb in my butt.
Why? Yeah.
Why? It's like, that's your weekly people recap.
What if he say something? Like, look here, I like
help me.
What's the voice? You talk about his voice. What about yours?
Help me.
I like a little thumb on my butt.
Help me, please.
If you don't mind, do you?
You don't mind, do you?
It
okay.
Sound like you're 900 pounds. How much a thumb in your butt? You gotta put that motherfucker.
Wait, what it sound like, bro?
You can't even do it. Okay. Okay. Weekly pick'em.
So ignorant.
Okay. Can we please move on? Please. That was so dumb.
They're sleepy.
Just wait as long as you can.
Well, I mean,
it's
the person you gotta trust that person. You gotta trust that person because if something happened bad, or if it triggers bad thoughts, or if it. I've heard of situations where a person felt guilty, like it made them feel guilty, even though it was like
they were a virgin,
legal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were both virgins, and they was virgins for so long, or it was conditioned that sex was bad for so long,
and the marriage didn't last, because of that.
And so it's like you want to talk about it because some of it may have bad triggers. You might be talking about good triggers, and man, you know, we had that conversation and it made me want her more. But you got to figure out, like, you talk about sexually compatible. If a person has been violated in that area, which is not something that people always come out and talk about, and they need to talk about it. Like, you need to know that. You see what I'm saying? In your marriage, you're about to marry somebody that's been raped or molested, abused, and it may hinder your sexual life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's good that they're even talking about it. So that's the whole point I think she's trying to make. Like, should we just be bringing up the conversation?
I think at a point you should, you know. I don't know if that's something that needs to be worked out earlier.
If it has a time frame on it.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if the conversation go good and we ready, like, yeah, girl, we need to talk about this at the last minute. But if there are issues, then those issues need to be worked out. And it might take a minute. It might take a minute. Somebody's been raped or abused. It might take a minute.
Yeah, so, I think that conversation is probably going to happen before anyway.
But
if somebody's been raped.
So I'm saying.
If somebody's been dealing with us. Like
nobody's going to bring it up like
I'm saying,
though.
No, I'm saying people will.
The closer you get,
you'll talk about traumatic experiences and stuff like that. So I think that something like that, I think that will trigger in earlier in the relationship. As you, if you're growing closer to the point where you're going to say, I want to marry you, I believe that conversation of your past
That's why we say it's a whole vibe thing, because you know when you want to open up somebody, if you trust them, they give you, you know, good energy.
But if everything is rolling good and, you know, everything good, normal, then just wait. Everything, you don't want nothing to.
So would you like to know, I guess you would know if there are enhancements and all that. You want to ask all of that too?
Do you need pills?
Like BBLs?
No, not
implants
pills.
And stuff.
Yeah, like you know
you hugged her, you don't, your chest almost caved in.
Yeah. Is that your real
butt? Are those your real thighs? You know,
those, I don't know, thighs. They got thigh implants.
I guess. Yeah, they do all of that.
I seen this lady, man.
With the BBL, they cut all this.
That
stuff.
Junk looks, man. Her body looks mangled, bro.
Everything mangled.
I know that's the word for the
word
day.
Of the day. Mangled.
Mangled, bro.
Botched. The Pee-wee Playhouse. Yes. Word of the day.
Bro. I mean,
y'all remember that?
Yeah.
So,
Pee-wee. Yeah. Our shows was great, man.
I feel like all of that should be asked.
Yep.
You know, like, you know, everything should be out on the table.
It's your body mangled.
Because the more you know, you're going to find out. Yeah. Like, you're going to find out.
Right. But some people will let you find out instead of telling you.
Which is horrible and selfish.
Bro, one of them butt cheeks go flat.
Bro, yeah. That's so selfish.
That butt go flat and you got...
You back there just...
You left cheek.
Putting in work, boy.
That mother bust like a tire. You got one flat booty cheek.
She doesn't... Hold on, let me run to the car.
That fix
the flat. Fix the flat. You went to the trunk and pumped that mother...
I'm about to go, y'all.
Man. Yeah. All right. So here's my answer, definitive answer.
Are you sure?
You get in the presence of God, and you do what He tell you to do, because you got to be led by the Spirit in certain situations.
And make sure He got the Spirit too. That helps a whole lot.
Yeah.
Be equally yoked.
Yeah, because either way, He's gonna bring you down, or she's gonna bring you down, or y'all gonna come up together, or what have you. But you got to be led by the Spirit. There's no particular time frame that you start talking about this. But everything, especially in this day and age, need to be discussed. Mm-hmm. I seen a dude with fake muscles.
They do the fake abs
fake
and all that
muscles.
Stuff.
That joke look weird.
He got chesticles.
He had implants. Look weird, bro.
Fake hair, fake abs.
So
everything. Fake lineup.
But you can't even be mad because women do that.
I'm just saying,
if women,
you just need
like,
to
as
know.
Weird as that is,
super weird.
You just need, like, you just need to know.
Well, that's all women do anyway.
I just need to know.
It's a little different. It's weird.
We all just gonna lie to each other now.
I mean, you just need to know.
People,
everything,
anyway.
We just gonna lie to each other. Let's just everybody just.
People don't like the truth. The truth is, you know.
I'm just saying,
bad,
like it just comes a time.
Like
where,
who said
where you
somebody?
Trust somebody? Is this about trust?
Who said all women like the body or all men? Like the body that you're trying to get.
Instagram.
What I'm saying is the trust over time. Somebody might start saying, look, this is why I did that. This is why somebody called me this. And so it's the trust in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's the trust in the conversation. You got to trust that person to start talking about sex, because she might want to know if they're sexually compatible. And that more might lead into something totally different. She might want to say, look, so what type of moves you like?
Cartwheels.
I like to kill a crossover.
I like the helicopter. Yeah.
I mean, it might bring out something. He might, it just, like I said, I'm being funny about the hiccups, but it just might trigger something. You need to ask all questions.
Yeah, like you can't be aggressive with me. Because I've been raped or something like that.
You need to know that.
Yeah.
You need to know that. And so, because, you know, you do that and you're aggressive, you don't know, and you go to sleep and your wife...
Got a pillow on your face.
Yeah, you done got smothered.
You like that girl?
She done, you know.
Well.
And, so I thought you was different. You doing me like everybody. And then she,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So all of that.
That's true.
Need to be discussed beforehand. And I feel like it needs to be done in the presence of God. Like, you got to really pray about it, because it might go left. You know what I'm saying? It might go left. So you got to really be tiptoe into it, pray about it, And then, you know, when y'all had a conversation, just keep it real.
No.
You're like, man, look, man.
You just gotta, all right, you move on. Because I'm done playing with Kent Jones.
All right, man. Let's get to the E-Weekly picks,
put
man.
Put your arm down.
Girl. All right, so.
You put your arm down.
Yeah. Last week, the games were the Dolphins versus the Browns, Cowboys versus Packers, Saints versus Steelers, Vikings versus Bills, Panthers versus Falcons. The Dolphins won, the Packers won, the Steelers won, the Vikings won, the Panthers won, which put Mona at 3-2.
Come on, Mona.
And put me and Canton at 2-3. So Mona moved one game ahead of where she was. So she's 33.
Basically, 33, she's 17. Still whooping both of them.
No, she's only three games ahead of me.
Nah. You always say she's only something ahead of you. Yeah. Which means lost.
30-20. I'm 30-20. She's 33-17.
Okay, still
something. Canton is 25-25. Okay.
We're not even going to talk about this.
50%. All right. So this week's picks.
Not the remix.
Yeah. This week's picks, we got the Raiders and the Broncos. I'm going to go Broncos on that.
Raiders and the Broncos.
The Raiders are such.
The Poo Poo Bowl.
Yeah. I say the Broncos.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. Raiders.
The Raiders.
You know what? I do the Raiders because old boy was crying last week.
But man.
Yeah, he was crying. I felt so bad for him.
Doing certain things to get to sleep.
That's how he talk.
He does have like a
youth pastor talk. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Youth pastor talk.
Yeah.
Lions and Giants. I got Giants.
Giants.
G-A-H, Lions.
Ooh, Giants. Saquon.
Which is my running back.
This is going to be a good game right here.
Titans versus Packers. I'm going to go Titans.
Go with the Packers.
I'm gonna go Titans.
I'm gonna go with the Packers.
I'm gonna go with the Titans. I'm gonna be different.
Gotta be tight.
Cowboys and Vikings, definitely.
Oh, my Cowboys disappointed me last week.
Man, that's Justin Jefferson, but that's
got him too.
That's a bad.
Yeah, Cousins is balling. So.
Oh, that's a bad boy.
I hate to go against my Cowboys. I can't do it, Cowboys.
I'm gonna go Cowboys.
Yeah, come on, let me get one more.
Feature,
one more closer.
You better say you're gonna feature a little school.
What you got?
I'm gonna go Cowboys.
They are one. And they are one
time. I can't do it. It's just not right.
Falcons and the Bears.
God, dog, bro.
The Bears.
The Boo Boo Bowl. Give me Bears, man.
Yeah, that's another Boo.
Justin Fields. Yeah.
Man, Falcons need to keep their playoff hopes alive.
What you got?
I'm gonna go with the Falcons, bro.
Why you look at me? I ain't do it.
Because you from Atlanta.
And Messenger and myself will be playing each other in fantasy football this week. So y'all pray for me because he got Jefferson and Justin Fields. And
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I got.
You could literally pray for anything else other than that.
I don't have nobody.
This is not important.
Yeah. Please pray for me.
It's not important, guy.
Me.
It's literally not.
But yeah, like and share.
And pray for me.
And put, who y'all think gonna win in the comments?
Because I need to beat him so I can get into the bracket.
Yeah.
So that Texas come out. I need debate hell.
That Debo I put on my wife.
And man, they abuse his wife.
Everything you want to know about your fantasies, please. Yes.
One little clue. In fantasy football, he beat up.
Yeah, fantasy football. I gave the beat down of the year, but for the queen, and we
got a winning team. Hey, she had been beating everybody.
Yeah, she beat everybody.
I gave
her
the beat down for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. Now all I need for you to do is lose. So thank you. Thank you for that.
I gotta get these playoffs this year. Hey, like and share, people. Like and share. Like and share. Like and share.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all on Monday.